We find here this evening that Paul, there's a man mentioned here, his man is called Paul. And I would call Paul to be one of the greatest preachers in the scriptures. He knew what he was talking about, and he had a burden for the souls of men and women. He had a burden for the lost. It's simple to see it in the book of Romans 10 and verse 1. He says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. Prayer to God is that Israel may be saved." And that was his desire. He prayed that they would be saved. He had a testimony that he would tell. And you find in the scriptures that the many opportunities he had, he took every opportunity to tell about his Savior, to tell about the testify of the saving grace of God. But Paul was not always a born-again believer, just like Christian, you or I. Paul was a sinner. Paul did not know Christ, but Christ came to know him. And Paul learned about Christ. The book of Acts chapter 9 tells a story of his testimony. We find where God stopped Paul in his tracks. Paul was beating threatenings against the Christians. He was putting them in prison. It was at his feet where Stephen was, the coats were set where Stephen was stoned. And he was on the road to Damascus where he could go further against the Christian people. Where God stopped him. And God says unto him, this is Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? In Acts chapter 9. You hear Paul's answer. He says, who is it, Lord? Who is it, Lord? Straight away, Paul gave an answer. He said, who is it, Lord? He says, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Is it hard for thee to kick against the bricks? And this is Paul's answer. What wilt thou have me to do? Straight away, Paul says, what wilt thou have me to do? And verse 15 of that chapter 9 tells us that he was a chosen vessel by God. And being a chosen vessel, then he went on to serve the Lord. And he had instantaneous salvation. And this evening, tonight, if you're unsaved, you know that if you want the time that you receive Christ as your own personal Savior, you will have instantaneous salvation, saved forevermore. We think of the thief on the cross, where he instantaneously knew Christ as his personal Savior. He says, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He didn't say, tomorrow we'll get off and do your good works. He says, today. Paul was moved by the Spirit. And he came to know God through salvation in Christ alone. But we had read this evening in chapter 22 and chapter 3, we would have found that Paul went to Caesarea. And what's Paul doing? He's preaching Christ, testifying of the saving grace of God. There were those who believed what he was saying, but there were those who rejected. And as when we come to chapter 24, we find there is people here that are rejecting the words which Paul are saying. And here it is, where the captain of the guard comes to lift Paul. He took him to the castle and then took him to meet with Felix, who was the one who would judge him at that time. It wasn't that Paul did anything wrong, but it was that he was doing that to spare Paul's life. Because the people whom he was telling about Jesus were wanting to harm him. And they disbelieved. We look here at verse 24. Let's get into it and look at the scripture this evening. We find verse 24 or 22, it says, and when Felix heard these things, having a perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them. Felix was really saying, I have no time for God. I have no time for this person you call your God. I'm going along my own way. I'm going to defer you for another time. He was saying, I'm not afraid of any God. But he says, I'll defer you. But this evening, we're going to go through three different questions. We're going to look here. In verse 24, we're going to find three different questions. We're going to get into it now. And it says here, after certain days when Felix, let's read verse 24. And after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith. I want to ask you a question. Why did Felix call for Paul? Why did he send? It says he sent for Paul, but why did Felix call for Paul? Curiosity? Was it that he had heard in verse 22? He had heard about what Paul was talking about. He got familiarity about it, and he wanted to hear a little more. And he called for Paul. Felix had a Jewish wife. She's called Drusilla. I'm sure she heard about the Messiah. I'm sure she heard about the disciples. I'm sure she heard the stories maybe of this man called Paul and how that he was a sinful man, but he has got saved. Maybe she wanted to hear a little more. Maybe it was his wife that wanted to hear this here. For already in her life she had rejected her ways. She wanted money more than anything else, and she wanted a position. Maybe it was Felix that had the desire to understand the scripture. Maybe he had a real desire to understand what it was all about. He had heard about this loving message of Jesus. Maybe he had asked the people that had been under him, had been guarding against Paul, maybe he had asked him the question, what was he like? Or what was he doing? They're telling him the stories of how that Paul was gracious. How that maybe he told them about his Savior. Maybe he just wanted to know what it was all about. Maybe it was just Sulla wanted to know which stuff of her youth, although the scriptures tell us that she was still young at this time. Don't you think that Paul did preach to the captains? Don't you think that Paul preached to the person who fed him the food every day? It was Paul's life and the way he lived it that struck with Felix. And he wanted to live that way towards his fellow man. But if Felix was going to come to God, he needed to realize that he was a sinner. He needed to seek God, as it says in Isaiah 55 and verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." But could it have been that this family lacked peace? Could it have been that they said to themselves, and they said, there must be more to life than this? Maybe you're sitting in this evening meeting and you're saying, well, really, there must be more to life than this. Maybe you're sat in times past in your car, in your home, or you're walking in the road and you're saying, my life is in tatters. There must be more to life than this. Well, this is what Felix maybe was thinking. There must be more to life than this. For I can assure you, if you get saved, there is more to life than sin. There is more to life than this. You will become a new creature in Christ. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The Bible's not talking about the outward sense and how that we would look if we could see it. He's saying we'll not become models walking down the street. But he's saying he's going to change us from within. He's going to change us and make us spirit-filled. That we will know Christ. That we will be captivated by God. Called by God. Being created as a new creation. Did you just know that your heart beats 72 times upon your chest every minute? Do you want to know what the scripture says of the heart? In Jeremiah 17 verse 9. It says the heart is deceitful. Desperately wicked. Who shall know it? If you look at that verse 9 in chapter 17, you'll see that there is a few things within that verse. And it says, the beginning it says the heart is deceitful. We find the source of that message is the heart. We find the problem is that we are deceitful. We find the bitterness is that we are desperately wicked. We find that the sinner is the who. And we've got the solution. And that is Christ. Let me put it plain and simple tonight. You nor I can never enter into heaven except we be born again. Except we are saved. Because the Bible says we must needs be saved. And so here was the message to Felix that he must be saved. Felix had the curiosity. He wanted Paul to come to speak to him. But he must be saved. Felix was a sinner. and Felix needed Christ. See, Felix's center was greed. His life was cruelty. And his life was going down upon a downward path. And humanly, that's in our own lives. When we're going on in our sin, our life is going upon a downward path. But the Lord is able to deliver us from our sin. And you are not able to change your life yourself. Just like Felix was unable to change his own. But you know what Paul done? Paul presented Felix to the one who could. Maybe he didn't know about Felix, but Felix, before he became the judge, the person that would have judged Paul, that he was a slave in his time. Before he became a governor, he was a slave. And it was rather unusual that a slave would become a governor. Was it that Felix's past was catching up on him? He needed at this time to hear this message. He needed to hear about Jesus. But no matter why, Felix called upon Paul. The reality is that he needed Christ. He had a situation in his life. He had come, as it was, maybe the crossroads of his life. And he needed to hear about this message. Maybe it is that you're in this meeting this evening and you've come to a crossroads in your life. Do you need to hear this message? We spoke to a lady today. She was a Bible reader. She read her Bible and she prayed every day. She wasn't saved. And what she said to me was, I've come to a crossroads in my life. I need to make the decision either it's one way or another. And this is maybe what Felix was doing. He had come to that crossroads. And he needed to know. But what was Paul's message? Verse 24. And verse 25. It says he heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And it says he reasoned of righteousness, temperance and judgment to come. That was Paul's message. Paul preached Christ. He preached Christ crucified. See, Paul was in prison. He'd been in prison for some time now. And Paul could have pleaded. This was his time. He was coming before the judge. He could have said to the judge, well, I've done nothing at all. And I was imprisoned by a mistake to guard my life, not because I had done anything in my life. And it was his opportunity, his ideal opportunity to present his own case. That he would be set free. But it wasn't what Paul done. Paul could have said, I'm innocent. Let me go. That was his day of opportunity. But Paul preached Christ. And Felix heard concerning the faith in God. Paul had a desire to reach the lost. And he didn't waste time bringing forth the precious words of Jesus Christ. We have been here in this verse of Scripture in verse 25. It says, and as he reasoned of righteousness. The word reason at the beginning of this verse means that he mingled thought with afterthought. Meaning he wasted no time telling Felix about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. He presented God's message, the truth, as he knew it. Knowing that the Scripture said in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9 or 11 that God's word would not return unto him void. And there is it today, the mission may be into the third evening. But the Bible says God's word will not return unto him void. If God is speaking to you and has been speaking to you over the last few evenings and through the afternoon service on the Lord's Day, come to him. This is maybe your opportunity time to call upon him. You know what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18? It says, come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though our sins be as scarlet, they be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Many people stop at that verse. Many people do not continue, but verse 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient. What that means is coming to Christ. If you receive him. As he comes to be your Savior and friend. But here we find that Paul preached and he reasoned with him. But what did Paul reason with Felix on this afternoon? He reasoned righteousness. Verse 25, it says he reasoned righteousness. And this refers to the state of being right. For what is God? God is right and holy. And the scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, be ye holy for I am holy. Paul was asking Felix, he was asking if he was right or he thought that he was right. Maybe did he think that he was a righteous person before man and before God? But man naturally, and I hope you know it, the man naturally is in sin. And until salvation through Christ alone, a man stands condemned before God. When God looks upon you, he sees that you're condemned, you're not saved. And we find that Felix in this portion of scripture was brought face to face with the realization that he was a sinner and he needed a savior. The Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And in Romans 3:10 he says, there is none righteous. No, not one. Felix was brought before this. When Paul spoke to him, he had two choices. One, to try to get to heaven through his own way and his own righteousness. He may have considered in his life that he was a good person. Maybe he'd given gifts at a certain time of the year. He thought, well, that is a good thing to do. I've done all that thing. That is me good. But was he righteous? The Bible says about our righteousness that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Paul was asking him, are you righteous, Felix, before God? He had the second opportunity was to get righteous before God, come to know Jesus as his own personal Savior. You see, God's requirement is that we come through the Son. His requirement that has been achieved through the shed blood of Calvary at the cross. That we can be saved by faith alone, believing in Christ, that we shall be saved. And Paul doesn't hold back as he wanted to see people in his lifetime on the road towards heaven. And just like Paul, as he did to Felix in that evening, as we come before you this evening in this mission time, we want to see souls saved. We're not here just to pass an hour. We're not here to pass just a time in the day. But we're here to seek the Lord. And we're here to see people won for Christ. That you would be saved. There's an old song that says, what can wash away my sin? Would you hear the answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it is my desire this evening that none in this meeting would be lost. But that the whosoever would come would be saved. Call ye upon him that he would answer. But Paul, he reasoned with him. And he also reasoned temperance. Felix was a Roman governor. He was corrupt. He had a powerful office. He was worldly. And you can maybe call him, as it were, a worldly man. But Paul touches on temperance before him and self-control. Felix at this time was out of control. He was greedy. The lust of the flesh were upon him. He was doing anything but the ways of Christ. And Paul was saying, you must have some self-control. Meaning that we need to come to Christ and seek sanctification. Holiness. To be blameless. And to have discipline. What Paul was saying to Felix was saying, Felix, you're being foolish. You're fooling yourself if you think you're good. Because you must not only talk the talk, you must also walk the walk. And tonight, before you this evening, you must also walk the walk before God. Not only say you're a Christian, but walk like a Christian. For we can do nothing ourselves to have salvation. See if you get saved this evening. Know what the Bible says. God says he will instruct you and teach you in the way that you shall go. What is that? The walk of God. Walking with God. But Paul challenges Felix in this portion of Scripture. He challenges him for a decision. He challenges the reasons before him for judgment. Paul is standing, as it were, before the judge upon the land, the governor at this time, the person that would judge him. He was going to be judged by Felix. But Paul was reminding Felix that one day, that he would stand before the Almighty Judge. That he would stand before God to be judged. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according as he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Maybe you say, you're a bad person. God can't save me. Maybe you say, I'm too good a person to be saved. But we all must be saved if we are ever to get into heaven. You know, when we get, we leave this portion of time, we will stand before God. I want to ask you this evening, will you stand before God as the just? Or will you stand before God as the unjust? For as a brother preached to you last night, he says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And this was really one of the points that Paul was preaching to Felix. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And you know, this message, when it was preached, it is, as it were, ripped the very heart, as it were, from Felix. Realization come upon him about God. And Felix then was giving a response. Let's look at verse 25, and it says, down in the middle it says, Felix trembled. Felix trembled. See, this word, when we're looking at it and say tremble, it doesn't mean that it had a small shudder within his body. It doesn't mean that he had a wee quiver within his body, but it means that he shook with fear. It means that he shook from head to toe. It means that he trembled with a fear. Felix understood that what Paul meant. It had clicked within his mind. He realized what Paul meant. Heaven or hell, that's it. He realized that he needed Christ. He realized that through Christ was the only way. Felix heard the God's call. And Felix trembled. We don't see Felix laughing. We don't see him sniggering. But we see Felix tremble. He trembled with conviction. Maybe internally this evening you're trembling internally. And you're wondering what way that you should go. Shall I go God's way? Or I should go the way of the world? The way I have been continuing upon for such a long time? Or will I grasp the need? The must needs to be saved. And go home rejoicing, saved forevermore. See, whenever Paul preached this message and whenever Felix trembled, we realize that God spoke to the very depths of the soul. And sin had found him out. What Paul had been saying all along was true. He realized that his life was in tatters. He realized that he was a lost sinner. And the effect of God speaking to him made him tremble. Paul was only a mere man. But the message that Paul had made this man tremble. What's the effect that God's having upon you tonight? For decision time is upon you, like decision time was upon Felix. And Felix was to give an answer, give a real answer. Yes, he trembled. Yes, he feared. Yes, he realized that God was speaking to him. But he says, verse 25, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee, or for you. A convenient season. Felix was saying, I have a convenient season. But let me ask you this evening, if God's convicting you, when is that truly is a convenient season? Is it tomorrow? Is it the next day? Is it next week? Is it next month? Or is it next year? Or when is it? When really is the convenient season, or was it never? You see, the Bible doesn't state Felix getting that convenient season. Who's to say that this is the last opportunity for you to hear God's word? Who's to say it is the last opportunity for you to hear God's message that you must be saved? For the Bible says, behold, now is accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. Like that old song, it says, and in sin no longer wait, you find the open gate. It'll soon be too late. But be in time. God saved this old wretch standing in this pulpit this evening. From the depths of sin, God saved. God can save you in the depths of sin. And God could turn your life around and make you new. What was Felix's reaction in this message? Tell him a convenient season. Was it a reaction because of his wife? Was it a reaction because of maybe other people that were in, any guards or anything that was in the room at the time, or his friends, what his friends would say? Was it that he feared what they would say, or feared a change? Felix knew that salvation would make him a new creature. He realized that salvation was free. And he nearly came. He nearly came, but was conveniently lost. Is it that you're afraid of what your friends would say when you go out there? Is it that you're afraid of what your family will say? Or would that not matter? Would it be that you want to get your life sorted out before God? I want to realize and understand that it's what God says and what God thinks that really matters. We are on a course of sin. Born in sinners, but with Jesus, we can have a new life within. You have your Bibles there. I always like to turn to the scripture when we're looking near the end of a meeting. We're looking for something, an answer. And if you have your Bibles there, I want you to turn to the book of Isaiah. In the chapter 55. And we're going to look through a few chapters here, just a couple of verses here. Because maybe you sit in this meeting this evening and you say, well, how can I be saved? How is it that I can be saved? How can I come to know Jesus Christ as my own and personal Savior? Felix trembled and I'm trembling tonight. Felix wanted a convenient season, but I want to come to God tonight. But how can I come to Jesus? Verse 6 of that, and says, seek ye the Lord. That's how you come. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Maybe you ask me you ask the question to me again. You say, well, how do I know that God will hear me? Turn over in the page of chapter 58 and the verse 9. Which says, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. You say to me again, you say, well, how do I know, and how can I be sure that God would hear me? And how can I be sure that God would really save me? Verse 1 of 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. God could save you tonight in an instant. And tonight, as we've looked at this portion of Scripture, I, like Paul, present and recommend my Savior. I recommend Jesus. So what are your thoughts? Another time. A convenient season. Another night. Oh, I'm coming back tomorrow night. I'll get saved then. But now is accepted time. Will you wait to, or will you make this night the night when you make your best decision ever? When you receive Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior.